And so now we are in segment 7. And can you share with us what the process was after you moved from getting the cocktail started? You shared with me offline or off the record that you had a second opinion. What happened with that?
Okay, so after I got my diet, my cocktail and all the treatment noted, and to make a decision, I really let my oncologist know that I wanted a second opinion.
Okay.
And
do you advise that to people?
Everybody say get a second opinion.
Okay. Okay.
Before you start any treatment or before you do anything, always get a second opinion. And the good thing about it is the insurance companies will pay for it.
Oh, sweet. So then why not?
Yeah. So, but that recommendation and authorization had to come through my primary care.
Right. Okay.
And so they choose the second opinion person.
Okay.
And it just so happened that my second opinion came it was with a doctor at UCLA. And I was very happy with that. I looked the doctor up and so I set it up where I could go get the second opinion.
Okay.
When I went to the second opinion and I gave her my information that I'd gotten from the oncologist, she read that, she left the office and she came back and she said, this is the treatment for that type of cancer. She said, but my records show that there is a fourth drug. Now, mind you, let's back up. My oncologist, I forgot to mention, only gave me 3 drugs at the time.
Ah, okay, okay. So, how did you feel? Because it sounded like earlier that you were kind of leery on this oncologist anyway, but then she was able to set your mind at ease by answering all of your questions to the best of her ability, which was very satisfying for you and your family at the time. But now you're coming into it and you're finding out that she missed a fourth drug. How does that make you feel?
Well, I was a little concerned.
Okay.
At first. I was very concerned because I thought, well, how does she do this? And if this is something that they studied in the research part of it, and they know that with this type of cancer, it requires this, and that drug.
Right, right.
How does she
miss that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when the second opinion doctor gave me that fourth drug, I said, I didn't really say much about it. I just said, well, I don't know why she didn't give me that.
Okay.
She said, well, this is the treatment. This is the known treatment for that type of drug.
Okay. And so now that you have this information, what put your mind at ease throughout this
whole thing?
Yeah, this whole little mess. It's, because it's
like
a mess.
It was very important because now I was going through, I had mixed emotions.
Right, I would.
I had mixed emotions, but you know what? I was going back and forth and back and forth in my mind. What should I do now? I don't know what to do. Should I trust this doctor? Does she know what she's doing?
Right,
you know, why did she miss this important drug?
Right.
And so she left after she gave me my diagnosis. I knew because she told us that she was going to China to see her mom.
Okay.
And she was going to be there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something like that. So, but it was during the time that she was gone that I got the second opinion.
Okay, okay.
And as soon as I got it the next day, I called the office and talked with another oncologist there.
Okay, okay.
And I mentioned it to him, and he agreed that he said, yes, you're right. This is the fourth drug that goes with your treatment.
Mm.
And I'm not sure why it wasn't given to you or why she missed it, but I will make sure she understands that this is the drug. So, and it got recorded, and by the time I got there for my first treatment, it was there. And I don't remember if I talked to her or if I went to see her or if I mentioned to her. All I know is, and I could have, I just cannot remember.
Right.
I can't remember if I talked to her.
Doesn't even matter.
Well, to me, I thought, well, you know, as long as I'm getting this drug, thank God that I went to the second opinion.
Right.
Because I knew all along that I was, that God was guiding my steps.
Right.
And so he was the one that was making sure I got this drug. Now I felt okay, God, I know that you're telling me this is what I need to do. We got it now. We got the fourth drug. This is my cocktail. This is my treatment. Let's just go forward with it because I want to get it over.
Right. Okay, now that's the point.
That's the conclusion that I came to.
And that's a good, healthy conclusion Because sitting there listening to this whole process, we're human, we're fallible, and of course, I mean, come on, no one's perfect. Yes, she made some mistakes. I mean, we make them all the time. But the fact that you were able to be in tune with God and get that second opinion and get that information while the woman happened to be away, there was a break in the treatment before it even started. You met with a second doctor and you got it all together and you got into the treatment. It all worked out fine.
It all worked out fine. I had some complications with one of the treatments a couple of times.
Right.
The Taxotere.
Okay.
The Taxotere is the one that gave me a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very strong drug, but that's one of the necessary drugs. In fact, that's the drug that I found out later that has hindered my hair from growing back.
Okay. Yeah. Another woman that I am speaking with, same thing. And I don't know if that's the drug, but I mean, like I said earlier, these drugs they affect bodies differently. So there are going to be some complications. Just what type and to what degree, we don't know, until you're in that position. And well, that's one of the risks.
The thing is, it is a risk and it's something that you have to go through. But when I found out that this was the drug that, because all I was hearing before I started my treatment and during the course of my treatment, oh, your hair is going to grow back and it's going to grow back thick and it's going to be more than you had before. And after the treatment, I'm thinking, okay, well, when is it going to start?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, it hasn't started yet.
Right.
I'm looking like I was looking when I was born. And then they even said that, well, when you go through the treatment and after the treatment, if you lost your hair, it does the same thing that it did when you were first born. Now, when I was first born, I was bald-headed.
Okay.
I had no hair.
Right.
I was clean-headed.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, it's going taking me back to birth. Okay, so now it's going to come in. But here we are 2 years later. I still don't have hair. But you know what, Marlon?
What?
It's just hair.
It's just
I'm
hair.
I'm here talking to you today. Mm-hmm. I don't care about
and
hair.
And I see hair. I mean,
well,
I
see hair, but it's not... It's not hair hair.
Right. Okay.
I don't even know what you call this. It's a fuzz hair, but it's not hair hair. So, but I'm okay with it.
Right.
Because it's all kind of things. I can wear scarves. I know how to do the scarves. I know how to do the wraps, and I have wigs.
Right.
You know.
You're good to go because you're beautiful inside. Not only outside.
Yeah,
I mean, you've always been gorgeous outside, always. But now you're tapping into the strength from the inside of your being that is making you beautiful in so many other ways.
Thank you. But it's God. Mm-hmm. I give all the glory to God because He gives me the strength and He gives me the blessing of knowing that this is my blessing. This is my testimony. I'm here to tell other people about what I've gone through.
Right.
So I'm here. Forget the hair. Forget anything else. The eyelashes and the whatever else.
Right.
I'm here. I don't care.
I don't know. You seem different, but obviously the same. But you have this zeal for life.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And I appreciate that.
And I really want to write a book about it.
Okay.
I'm thinking about just writing a book about this whole story and this whole...
Because there's so much information that we won't capture in this interview. And so I encourage you to write that.
Oh,
right. And write it while it's still fresh.
Yes.
Write it while it's still fresh in your head. Yeah. Because if you wait any longer, who knows?
Yes.
You know. So
well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to even share this.
No, this is great stuff. I'm really interested in what happens to your physical body next. So thank you.